Psachim Dalad Dalad, continuing with Makom Shenoagu, different minhagim, different customs that cropped up in different places. Makom Shenoagu Shleichol Tzliv Leilib Psachim Ochlin. If you are in a place where they have the practice to eat roasted meat on the night of the Seder, you can eat it. But Makom Shenoagu Shlo Leichol Ein Ochlin, which is our practice that we do not eat roasted meat on the night of the Seder, even though it's not the Korban Pesach which has to be roasted, it may be confused or somehow somebody might think that it's related to the Korban Pesach, and therefore we don't want anybody to think that this is appearing like eating a Korban Pesach or any kind of kachim. That's why when a person buys meat for Pesach, they don't say Besar Zel Pesach. This meat is for Pesach. It might sound, you say this meat is for Yontif or this meat is for my Seder. And similarly, we don't eat roasted meat. Makom Shenoagu L'Halakas HaNer L'Yom Kippurim. Then Madlikin. If you have the minhag to light candles on the eve of Yom Kippur, which is our minhag, and we have a bracha lahadlik ner shalom kippurim, then we do. But at the times of the Gemara, makom shenoagu shalom lahadlik ein madlik, and they had some places where they didn't have that minhag. However, however, even if they didn't have that minhag, it was important to make sure on Erev Yom Kippur that the lights were on in the shuls, the bati medrash, the hallways that were dark, and for cholim, any place that they needed light. Mishnah Hey, Makom Shenoagu Lasas Melachah Tisha B'Av Osim, a place where you have a practice to work on Tisha B'Av, you're allowed to do work. Makom Shenoagu Shelo Lasas Melachah Ein Osim. U'b'chol Makom, none the way, wherever you are, you should know. The Mishnah tells us, Tamidei Chacham B'Teilim, Tamidei Chacham do not work on Tisha B'Av. And Rashi Gamliel added, La'olam Yasa Atzam Adam Atzma Talmud Chacham, a person should always, for this at least, should view themselves as Talmud Chacham, should try to avoid working on Tisha B'Av. This took us back to the beginning of the parak. In Yehuda, this area of communities not far from Yerushalayim, around Yerushalayim in the south, they would do malacha on Erev Pesach until Chatzos. Ubagolol in the north, lo hayos and kalika, they didn't do it at all. Vahalayla, what about the night before, meaning the night of Bedigas Chametz, the night of the 14th, Beishamai Osim, Beishamai says it's prohibited, Ubeisilam Atir, Beisil says it's mutter, ad hanetz achama, until sunrise in the morning.